Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant.
Once again, I want to say thank you for everything you have done this year, for every battle that has been won, for every victory in my life. I say thank you. You have done so much for me. You have done so much for me, beyond my plans, beyond my plans, beyond my targets. You have done so much for me. If you are grateful tonight, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Father, we say thank you. Upon the soil of impact, we say thank you. For every good thing that you have done, for every victory that we've had, for every battle that we have won, for every landmark testimony. Father, we have come to say thank you tonight. Thank you for everything. Thank you for everything. Thank you for everything. Thank you for everything. For every victory. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, I'm grateful, Lord. I give you all the glory. I give you all the praise. I worship you because you are faithful. Blessed be your name forevermore. Blessed be your name forevermore. We worship you. We worship you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Before we sit, I want us to pray one prayer. Exodus 14, verse 13 to 14. Exodus 14, verse 13 to 14. Bible says, Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring to you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again." If you believe it, shout a louder amen. Bible says the Egyptians you see today, that thing that you see in your life today that is not giving you joy, that thing that you see in your life that is limiting you, the Bible says you shall see them no more. As you pray tonight, every long time battle, everything that has refused to go by the reason of the anointing of God upon this house tonight, we declare you shall see them no more. If you believe it, shout a louder amen. Verse 14, the Bible says, the Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. The Lord will fight for you. You are holding your peace. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, you are fighting for me tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, lead me, lead me, lead me, lead me tonight. As I pray tonight, every battle in my life, every battle in my life, every battle in my family, as I pray tonight, the Lord is fighting for me. And I am holding my peace in the name of Jesus. The Lord is fighting for me. And I am holding my peace. The Lord is fighting for my family. The Lord is fighting for my work. The Lord is taking up my cause. In the name of Jesus Christ. Victory is mine tonight. Victory is mine tonight. Victory is mine tonight. Victory is mine tonight. In the name of Jesus. I have victory. Say, I have victory. I have victory in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We may be seated briefly as we prepare to pray tonight. Father, we thank you. Psalm 133 verse 1. Psalm 133 verse 1. We're going to be looking at the subject of showers of blessings. Showers of blessings. Psalm 133 verse 1. I read from NIV. Bible says, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. Verse 3. Bible says, it is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessings, even life forevermore. I read verse 3 again. Bible says, it is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessings, even life forevermore. I want us to read that verse 3 together. One, two, go from the screen. armor. You are going to replace that Mount Zion with Tisihai first. One, two, go, let's have it. It is as if the dew of Ammon were falling on Tisihai. For there the Lord bestows his blessings, even life forevermore. Once again, it is as if the dew of Ammon were falling on Tisihai. For there the Lord bestows his blessings, even life forevermore. You are going to personalize that verse. You put your name in that Mount Zion, your personal name. Want to go? It is as if the dew of Ammon were falling on Jerry. For there the Lord bestows his blessings, even life forevermore. Showers of blessings. That is as if the dew of Ammon were falling. And there the Lord bestows his blessings. Another version says, and there the Lord commanded his blessings. And there the Lord. This is the place that God has commanded the blessing for you this year. No one in Tisihai will miss it in the name of Jesus. And there the Lord commanded his blessings. This house is a place of blessing. We must first understand that. Bible says, how sweet and pleasant is when brothers dwell together, when brethren dwell together. The day God commands his blessing. So when we come together, when we meet together, we are meeting to receive the commanded blessings. And here, the Lord commands his blessings. And here, so our coming together as individuals, as we are being blessed by the Lord personally, so when we come together, we are a global conglomerate of blessing. Individual blessings coming together. And here, the Lord commands his blessing. Say, I am blessed. Say, I am blessed of the Lord. Say, I am a blessing to my generation. What is the blessing? The Hebrew word for the word blessing in that context means benediction. Means prosperity. Prosperity. And there, the Lord commanded his prosperity. I want us to know that God is a God that is interested in prospering us. Prosperity is God's commandment. Prosperity is God's commandment. Prosperity is God's will for his people. Prosperity is God's plan for his people. And when I mean prosperity, I mean well-being. God wants you to live a good life. God wants you to enjoy his plans for you on earth. Bible says, for the plans I have for you is for good and not for evil, to give you a hope and an expected end. So there is always a good plan in the heart of God for his people. He said, yeah, God commands his blessing. Third John 2. The Bible says, dear friends, I pray that you enjoy good health, that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. KJV said, that all may go well with you, even as your soul prospers. So God is a God that is interested in the prosperity of his people. Are we now going to say that the devil is not doing things in the lives of people? No. There are things that happen to people based on things around us. Bible says, in this world we shall see tribulation, but be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. By the word, there are things that happen to people that affect their life. There are things that happen to people based on the word system. There are things that the devil is doing in the life of people. There are things that the word system, good and bad government, a lot of things affect the lives of people, but that is not God's plan. Somebody said, God is making me go through this. It is God that is doing it. God is never interested in the wrong of his people. The devil affects our life. The devil attacks our prosperity. The devil attacks our well-being. The devil attacks health. The devil attacks a lot of things. Even the things around us, factors. There are a lot of factors that influences people's life and people's decision on heart. That is not God. So we must be able to differentiate the difference between what God is doing, what you are doing, and what the devil is doing. Bible says, I wish that men prosper. I wish that they prosper and be in good health. That they may go well with them, that even as their soul is getting well. So that sickness, that infirmity is not God's plan. That delay is not God's plan. God is not a custodian of evil. He's a companion when you go through it. God does not originate evil. He helps you to go through it. Therefore, he's not a God that is not interested in our infirmity. So God's plan for his people is to be in good health. God's mindset for us is to prosper. God is not behind your calamity. God's mindset for us is to live a full life. He said, the Bible says in that verse 3, he said, and there God commanded his blessings and life forevermore. That's the very life of Christ. Life forevermore. The life of God. The life of God. So as we pray tonight, one of the things we want to do is to provoke that life. That God, I have seen this in my life and I'm not interested. I want to live the full life that you have prepared for me. Bible says the thief cometh to kill and to steal and to destroy. But I have come to give life and give it abundantly. So God's plan is to give life and give it abundantly. So what kind of blessings have we received from God? Ephesians 1 verse 3. Ephesians 1 verse 3. Bible says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Who has blessed us with all, is it one? No. All spiritual blessings. All spiritual blessings forevermore. What are the spiritual blessings? Favor, mercy, grace. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. He has blessed us with his favor. He has blessed us with his grace. He has blessed us with his mercy. Bible says, said concerning Mary, Bible says the angel appeared to her and said, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with you. So God's blessings upon us is favor. God's plan for us is to walk in favor and not disfavor. That everywhere we go, we'll see the mark of God's favor upon our life. Bible says, may the favor of the Lord rest upon the work of your hands. Not just you, even upon the work of your hands. So one of the commanded blessings for us in TCI this year is the commanded blessing of favor. I pray everywhere we go this year, we experience favor in the name of Jesus. Is there any disfavor in your life? Is there any areas of your life that you are lacking favor? By the power of the Almighty tonight, and by the spiritual blessings of God upon this house, receive favor in the name of Jesus. You are highly favored in the name of Jesus. Everything you lay your hands upon, you will see favor. Favor all around you. Favor in your walk. Favor in all that you do. Favor in your family. Favor in your business. If you believe it, shout a louder amen. Say, I see favor. Favor all around me. In the name of Jesus. So God's commanded blessing is favor. Favor everywhere you go. Why? Because we carry the presence of God. No one can reject God in us. When we carry the presence of God, it reflects through favor. People see you and favor you. That is God's plan. So one of the things God is doing in your life tonight is to anoint you with favor. You will apply for big things. Things beyond your credential. And God will show favor upon it. That's what it means. Favor upon the work of your hands. You will do little things and God will blow it up for you. That is favor. It is a spiritual blessing upon us. Those are the things that Jesus has come to do in our life. So naturally, we are expected to experience favor. So when you see this favor, you know that it's not God. When you do the right thing, you are not expected to be rejected. And God is taking away every mark of rejection upon anyone's life tonight in the name of Jesus. Somebody is highly favored in the name of Jesus Christ. Mercy, goodness. That's the goodness. Psalm 23 verse 6. Bible says goodness and mercy shall follow you. Goodness and mercy shall follow you. So no bad luck for you. That it shall follow you. Not just on your walk alone. Everywhere you go, goodness and mercy shall follow you. Say surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely, it's not something of doubt. He says, surely, it is so sure. Why? By the presence of God in me, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me. So when you wake up in the morning and you're about to go out, you say to yourself, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me. So goodness and mercy are your companions every day. So what do? We invoke it to work in our life. When you go out in the morning, you invoke goodness and mercy. You surround yourself with your aura of goodness and mercy. As I go out today, goodness and mercy follow me. It shall follow me. No bad luck for me. No failure for me. It shall be good. Bible says he has made everything good in his time. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the New Testament, what is the house of the Lord? The presence of God. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Goodness and mercy. I declare tonight, every one of us under this grace, every one of us under this prayer tonight, goodness and mercy shall be our portion in the name of Jesus Christ. From today, everywhere you have experienced failure, everywhere you have experienced bad things, everywhere that your health has been affected, online, on site, we declare by the power in the name of Jesus, they are turning to good in the name of Jesus. They are turning to good in the name of Jesus. For all this work together for good to them that love God. That is our portion. That is our experience. Showers of blessings. Rains of blessings. Everywhere we go. As has been declared by the Father, by our Father in the Lord in this house, that we will experience prophetic blessings. Why? Because we belong to God. Somebody shall experience an unending flow of divine blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. Come, guys, up on our feet as we pray tonight. Father, we thank you. Jesus, my head shall not be dry of favor. My head shall not be dry of favor. this year, my head shall not be dry of favor. I declare everywhere I go this year, my head shall not be dry. My head shall not be dry of favor. In the name of Jesus, say, I am a carrier of favor. I am a carrier of favor. Everywhere I walk into tonight, it's sabalaba favor, favor. My shaka da balaga da bada. My sila balaba la bala bala dia. It's shabalaga. Everywhere I go, I am a carrier of God's favor. I am a carrier of God's goodness. I am a carrier of God's blessings. In the name of Jesus, my head shall not be dry of favor. My head shall not be dry of divine blessings. In the name of Jesus, my head shall not be dry of blessings of goodness. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. The Bible says it shall be like a dew of Ammon falling on Mount Zion. I don't know, pray for the anointing of favor upon your life, the special anointing of favor. If you don't see it, you don't have it. When favor is at work in your life, you see it. You see it. He said, falling upon us. Now, you're going to lift up your voice tonight and say, Father, let the anointing of favor rest so much upon my head. Tonight, I declare, after leaving this place, I experience a strange order of favor. A strange order of favor. A strange order of favor. Say, my head is anointed with the oil of favor. My head is anointed with the oil of favor. Shabalabadagadabalagada. My head is anointed with the oil of favor. Say, I am a carrier of favor. In the name of Jesus. Say, this favor is not my portion. In the name of Jesus, my head shall not lack oil. It shall not lack the oil of favor. It shall not lack the oil of favor. In the name of Jesus Christ, say, I am beloved by all men. I am beloved by all men. My physique attracts favor. I am loved by all men. I am loved by all men. In the name of Jesus Christ, angels of favor, walk with me this year. Masubra kata branga dia. Angels of favor, walk with me tonight. Walk with me. Meleke de balagada balabaladia. O shabalagada balagada balabada. Ela kwata brakwata kwata. Angels of favor, from this moment, walk with me. Masili bahaya. I receive greetings of favor. Greetings of favor. In my workplace, greetings of favor. In that contract, greetings of favor. Mantila Badoshka, angels of favor, walk with me. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus, my name, we have prayed. If you are here and you have been experiencing hatred, people just hate you for no reason, it's a mark of this favor. There are some people, whatever you do does not even count. While you are even trying your best, somebody is still fighting against you. It's a mark of disfavor. It's a mark of hatred that the devil puts upon people. You're going to lift up your right hand and say, Father, in my life, I reject hatred. I shall be loved by all men. Favor will work for me so much. Angels of favor will walk with me. Everywhere my foot starts stepping to, angels of favor will go ahead of me. Angels that minister favor. Angels that minister favor, in the name of Jesus, say, I reject hatred. I reject this favor. Every mark that God has not put in my life, that the enemy has put upon me, put upon my work, put upon my ministry, put upon my family, I erase them by the blood of Jesus. I erase them by the blood of Jesus. Mashallah, I erase them by the blood of Jesus. It does not belong to me. Man, telebedia, every mark that God has not put in my life, that the enemy has put upon me, put upon my children, put upon the work of my hands, Mashila Badataya, I raise them by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Erase every mark. Erase every evil mark. Erase every evil mark upon my life. The blood of Jesus. Erase them now. Erase them now. Erase them now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, you have prayed. Then somebody, people just have a wrong conception about you, a wrong perception. When they see you, they just, they think you are proud. They just have wrong perception about you. It's a mark of disfavor. If there's anybody in this house, on site and online, that people, whenever they see you, they have a wrong perception. By the blood of Jesus, God is erasing that evil mark in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, I carry the mark of Christ. Let no man disturb me. The only mark you are expected to carry is the mark of Christ. And that mark of Christ is the mark of favor. It's the mark of goodness. Lift up your right hand. Say, every evil mark that the enemy has put upon my life, put upon my family, put upon my children, I erase them by the blood of Jesus. I erase them by the blood of Jesus. I erase them by the blood of Jesus. Every evil mark. Every evil mark of rejection. Every evil mark of rejection. Every evil mark of rejection that the enemy has put upon my life as a limitation. I erase them by the blood of Jesus. I erase them. I erase them. I erase them by the blood of Jesus. You are erased. Say, generational mark. Generational mark. Mark from the evil covering of the enemy placed upon my life. I erase them. Mark of failure. Mark of stagnation. I erase them. I erase them. I erase them. Every mark. I can hear you pray tonight. God is erasing the mark. Apollo Katonia Katula Banda Ratakosa Branca Dabala Shilaba Katonia and Debelede Embratakata Quata Eshabalagadabalagada Suyan Delegade Mantelegade de Bragada. Lift up your voice. Generational evil mark placed upon my life, placed upon my destiny by the blood of Jesus tonight. Atopa Kata Bradia. You are erased. You are erased. You are erased. In the name of Jesus, you are erased. In the name of Jesus, say, I wash myself with the blood of Jesus. Ah, kabata, bada, bada, bada. I wash myself with the blood of Jesus. I cleanse myself. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Somebody, you were anointed in the dream. Somebody placed his hand upon you as if a preacher anoints you. And since then, things have not been working well. Like you are anointed. We declare for everyone in this house, carry evil anointing. Lay your hands upon your head. Every evil anointing upon my head. Evil anointing upon my family that is creating embargo. I declare tonight, let those evil anointing be destroyed in the name of Jesus. They are cleansed by the blood of Jesus. They are cleansed by the blood of Jesus. They are cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Every evil anointing upon your life that has placed an embargo upon your career. Legele malagwaske banda bralo shabri ande biataya. Every evil anointing that has placed evil mark upon your career, upon that exam that you are, that's making you to repeat it. By the blood of Jesus tonight, we declare that evil mark, let it be raised in the name of Jesus. We raise them in the name of Jesus. Generational evil mark. Generational evil mark. Generational evil mark. Generational evil mark. By the blood of Jesus, be raised in the name of Jesus. Kabata bada. From tonight, somebody is going higher. Korabashanda. Whatever that has been placed upon you, I say you will not leave a limit. Lika balakaliata. every mark that has been put upon your head that is placing you at a level. By today, you are breaking through in the name of Jesus. Breaking through those limits in the name of Jesus. Breaking through those embargo in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout it louder. Amen. Father, we thank you. Exodus 16. Leba lagadoske bratena manoshka banda igabasko dadia. Exodus 16, verse 13 to 14. As those marks are living, God is showering his blessing upon you. Showers of blessing. The showers of God's blessing is the showers of his glory. You will reflect the glory of God. Somebody will reflect the glory of God. When you reflect the glory of God, it means your work will reflect the glory of God. People will no more see that little work. They will see the glory of God in it. Kora mashaliata. Upon somebody, your life, your work, your business is reflecting the glory of God. In the name of Jesus. Bible says that evening, quail came and covered the camp. And in the morning, there was a layer of dew around the camp. There was a layer of dew. God sent forth his dew. And when the dew was gone, thin flakes like frost on the ground appeared on the desert floor. That is for the Israelites. The Bible says there was a dew in the evening. And in the morning, there was food, there was provision for the Israelites. So when God rained down his dew, there is room for provision. Things begin to work for you. Bible says when the dew was gone, thin flakes like frost on the ground appeared on the desert floor. Every desert in your life that has not received water, every dry ground in your spiritual life, in your ministry, God is raining his dew upon them in the name of Jesus. The desert in your business is receiving the dew of the Lord. The showers of God's dew upon your life in the name of Jesus. No longer will your life be dry again. If you believe it, shout it louder. Amen. I say no longer will your life be dry again. Lift up your hands and I say no longer. Never again will my life be dry. Dew of the Lord, rest upon me. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Dew of the Lord, dew of the Lord, dew of the Lord, rest upon my desert floor. Rest upon my desert floor. Dew of the Lord, dew of the Lord. Every desert in my life, every wilderness, matola bakwa kwasha bandia, every desert in my life, dew of the Lord, dew of the Lord, showers upon me, upon my desert floor, upon my desert floor. Let there be germination of good things. Say my life, germinate good things, germinate good things, germinate good things by the dew of the Lord, by the dew of the Lord. My life, germinate good things in the name of Jesus. My life, germinate good things in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Verse 15. That's verse 15. The Bible says, when the Israelites saw it, they said to each other, what is it? That's where the word manna came from. They saw it and said, manna? Manna, what is it? Things that will surprise you, surprise anyone around you. God is doing it for you in the name of Jesus. He said, manna, what is it? For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, it is the bread the Lord has given you to eat. Balagada, you receive the bread of life. Arabatola, I hear bread of wisdom. Bread of wisdom. Karusa Pandia, bread of wisdom. For somebody, bread of wisdom. Somebody is about to go for a panel. You want to appear somewhere. God is giving you bread of wisdom. Whatever you say will be approved. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, I will give you a mouth and wisdom that none of your adversary will be able to gainsay. Luke 21:15. Bread of wisdom. Bread of life. Say, hey, what is it? This is the bread the Lord has given us to eat. Every goodness you have expected for long. Every goodness of God. I don't know the areas in your life that you need the goodness of God. In your marital life, in your finances, in the work of your hands. Every goodness you have expected so long. I decree in the name of the Lord Jesus that God is placing them in your hands. God is placing them in your hands. God is giving you bread of wisdom. Bread of life. Bread of fruitfulness. In the name of Jesus Christ. Same alive. Receive the bread of life. I will never be the same again. In the name of Jesus Christ. My life receive the bread of life. In the name of Jesus. My life receive the bread of life. I will never be the same again. In the name of Jesus. I will never be the same again. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You have done marvelous things. You have done glorious. You have done wonderful. Lift up your hands and say, you have done, you have done.
You have done marvelous things.
You have done glorious things. You have done wonderful things, mighty God. You have done, you have done,
you have done wonderful things.
You have done,
you have done.
To the heart of men what God has prepared for them that love them. We declare what eyes has not seen, what ears has not heard, what has not entered into the heart of men. We declare you begin to see them in the name of Jesus. God is surrounding your life with good things, good things, good things, mighty things, mighty things, mighty things, mighty things, mighty things, in the name of Jesus, mighty things, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus mighty name we are praying. Now lift up your voice and pray. I receive the rain of God's blessing. Rain. Another dimension of God's fuel is rain. Rain. Abundance of rain. Abundance of rain upon my life. Abundance of rain. Say abundance of rain. Abundance. Abundance. Abundance for me this year. Abundance. Abundance. Abundance for me this year. Abundance. Abundance. Abundance for me this year. Rain. 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 Abundance. 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 I receive abundance. In all that I do, I receive abundance, abundance of rain, abundance of rain, abundance of rain, abundance of rain upon my life, abundance of rain upon my life, abundance of rain, showers of rain upon my life. I receive abundance in the name of Jesus. I receive abundance upon every ground of my life in the name of Jesus. So whatever is blocking that person you have sent again to my life, I declare those blockages be removed. Those blockages be removed by the reign of the Lord. Those blockages be removed. I have abundance. I have abundance. Abundance. Abundance for me. Abundance for me. Abundance of resources. Abundance of blessings. Abundance of good health. In the name of Jesus, nothing lacking. Nothing failing. In the name of Jesus, in my life this year, nothing lacking, nothing failing. In the name of Jesus, I have abundance. I have abundance. I have abundance. I have abundance. Say the blessings of the Lord rest upon me in abundance. Rest upon me in abundance. Rest upon me in abundance. In the name of Jesus, abundance. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, God prayed. Once again, you're going to pray that nothing lacking, no resources shall be lacked in my life. Every project I will lay my hands upon this year, God is making abundance available for me. Every project, building project, career project, every project I'm laying my hands upon. Say, I have an abundance from God. In the name of Jesus, say, abundance, abundance come my way. Abundance come my way. Abundance of blessing come my way. Abundance of blessing come my way. In the name of Jesus, abundance of rain. Abundance of rain comes my way. In the name of Jesus, abundance of rain comes my way. In the name of Jesus, abundance of rain comes my way. In the name of Jesus, abundance of rain comes my way. In the name of Jesus Christ, say, I declare and I declare, everywhere I go, help will rise for me. In the name of Jesus, from the right and from the left, I declare help of the Lord begin to rise for me. Let nations help me. Let nations help me. Let people help me. In the name of Jesus Christ, let people help me. In the name of Jesus, I receive the help of the Lord. God will send help to my way. He will send help to my way. Every area of my life that I need help, I declare, I will not lack help. In the name of Jesus, I will not be without help. In the name of Jesus, I will not be without help. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Bible said concerning David, he said, day by day, men begin to gather to help him until he had a army, like the army of the Lord. Day by day, men begin to gather to help him. Every area of your life that you need the help of God, men will rise up to help you. You shall not be without help. In the name of Jesus, I want you to speak into your life. One of the ways to activate the blessings of God is to speak. Is to speak. Is that we believe. Therefore, we speak. I'm going to declare to myself, my life, I shall not be without help. In the name of Jesus, I shall not be without help. In the name of Jesus, help is rising for me. From the left and from the right. In the name of Jesus, help is rising for me. Rising for my family. If I look to the left, I will see help. If I look to the right, I will experience help. In the name of Jesus, everywhere I go, the help of the Lord. The help of the Lord is rising for me. The help of the Lord is rising for me. I shall not be without help. I shall not be without help. Help is rising for me. Nations are coming to help me. In the name of Jesus, I am surrounded by the help of the Lord. I am surrounded by the help of the Lord. By the showers of blessing upon me. In the name of Jesus, I am surrounded by the help of the Lord. I am surrounded by the help of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, say, the Lord is with me. Everywhere I go, the Lord is with me. He will go ahead of me. He will be beside me. He will go behind me. In the name of Jesus Christ, He will go ahead of me. He will be beside me. He will go with me. Everywhere I go, in the name of Jesus Christ, say, I receive help in my spiritual life. Say, I receive help in the name of Jesus. No struggle in my prayer life. No struggle in my Bible study life. No struggle to serve God. In the name of Jesus, God will make help available for me. God will make help available for me. In the name of Jesus, God will make help available for me in my spiritual life. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Concerning the help of God, the Bible says, Paul was speaking. He said, having obtained help from God, I continue. Having obtained help from God, I continue. So it is the help of God that makes men to continue good things in life. That is why we are saying we should pray for that help. Sometimes the devil will attack your spiritual life to get into your family. They attack your prayer life, you could not pray again. Attack your study life, you could not pray. You attack your love life. You lose passion for the things of God. Those are the areas the devil wants to attack your life. You're going to lift up your voice lastly and say, Father, in my spiritual life, I receive help. In the name of Jesus, my prayer life shall not go down. Everything I do in the house of the Lord shall not go down. In the name of Jesus, I will not lose passion for the things of God. My head will not lack favor. In the name of Jesus, I declare help around me. Help around me. Help around me. In the name of Jesus. Help surrounds me. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lift up your hands and thank him. Worship him from the depth of your heart. Ilambrate bande legadiga legadia shibalabadea jabaladia esobranda close brande glaloska. Father, we give you praise. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. For somebody will declare commanded blessings of the Lord rest upon your head. In the name of Jesus, rest upon all that you do. Commanded blessings, unmovable blessings, unshakable blessings, blessings evermore. Rest upon you in the name of Jesus. From today, it shall be testimony galore. In the name of Jesus, God will make your mouth filled with testimonies. God will make your mouth filled with testimonies. When you open your mouth, it shall be full of thanksgiving. By what God is doing in your life, doing in your family, doing in your work, in all that you do, your mouth shall be filled with testimonies. Your mouth from today is filled with testimonies. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.